Glenn, G-L-E-N, Turner, T-U-R-N-E-R, 2843, 81-year-old gentleman originally from Jackson, Mississippi, has been in Houston area for 50 years. He followed his second wife here. He's been married 3 times. He's divorced right now. He's very confused. He acts like he knows exactly what's going on, but the caregiver tells me that he's very confused and he's hypoxic. He refuses to wear his oxygen. He has a history of dementia. He's lost 10 or 15 pounds. He gets very anxious at night. He becomes belligerent. He fights the staff when they try to put his oxygen on him. He's obviously very short of breath. Then when they try to give him his breathing treatment, he refuses. Sometimes he takes it when he's very tired and there's incredible improvement. Otherwise, he's short of breath at all times, period. He's skin and bone because he's lost so much weight. He's ADL dependent. He says he used to own insurance agencies. Nobody can confirm that. He's single, has one child who's 57 years old, one daughter, period. Patient has extensive history of smoking. He tells me quit a year ago and doesn't drink alcohol, but he used to drink as well, period. Medical problems, COPD, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, Alzheimer's, dementia. Surgery, no recent surgery reported. Recent hospitalization on COVID for vaccine and flu immunization, up-to-date medication. Metoprolol 25 BID, Lipitor 10 a day, Aricept 5 a day, Trazodone 50 a day, nebulizer when he is willing to take it, 4 times a day with albuterol. He's oriented only to person, only from time to time. He's anxious, he's lost weight, he's confused, and becomes very difficult to deal with at times, as I mentioned. Family history, old age, mom and dad died of old age. On exam, we find a cantankerous old man, 81-year-old man, blood pressure 130 over 77, pulse 83, O2 sats only 83%. He's refusing his oxygen at this time. Heart, buzzers 1, buzzers 2, lungs, ronchi, abdomen, soft but scaphoid, lower extremity, severe muscle wasting, neurological, non-focal, skin shows decreased trigger, oral mucosa's dry. Assessment, 81-year-old gentleman with significant weight loss, 10 or 15 pounds, now ADL dependent, now bowel and bladder incontinent, now very confused, oriented to person only from time to time, period. He's wheezing up a storm. He has I believe he would have tachycardia if he wasn't taking his metoprolol twice a day. His blood pressure is controlled with the current medication. Period. Patient definitely meets the criteria for end of life care for COPD. I'm going to discuss this with the medical director regarding the wisdom of keeping him on a metoprolol with his wheezing. He might benefit from a calcium channel blocker as opposed to a beta blocker, period. Nepiragraph anxiety treated with trazodone, 50 milligram. It does not appear to be anywhere enough to control his behavior. Next number is behavioral changes. Next number is COPD. Next number is severe. Next number is core pulmonale. Next number is pulmonary hypertension. Next number is wheezing up a storm, refusing to wear to use his nebulizer. Next number is hypoxic, refusing to wear his oxygen. Next number is confused, multifactorial, related to his hypoxemia as well as his dementia. Next number, Alzheimer's dementia, which was diagnosed some time ago, is definitely getting worse at this time. Thank you.